The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Algo Tullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 7:05. We are live as live can be. It is March 24th and 7:06 in the morning out of Newark, New Jersey. Proud to be from Newark at the Broadway House for Continuing Care. We have a lot to tell you about the great Broadway House. By the way, BroadwayHouse.org. I'll be here April 27th. People say, Joe, you don't play locally. You're always playing around the country. I'm a local. We're in Newark, New Jersey, baby. And it's April 27th in a beautiful, beautiful theater right here at the Broadway House. And we'd love to see you here. BroadwayHouse.org. Gordon Chang talking about Jersey, another Jersey boy who is more knowledgeable about China, North Korea, and all of Asia than anybody on the planet. He really is. He's a columnist. He's an author. He's at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. Gordon, my Jersey buddy, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, Joe. And we drove through the night to get back to New Jersey so we could be on the show with you from Jersey. We're in Bedminster.
You know what? I was around there, and I actually was going to move to Bedminster. What a great town. And here I'm speaking to you from Newark, which is the hometown of my parents. They came from Italy to Avellino from Salerno, and then they came to Newark. But your family went to, did they go out by Madison, did you say, Gordon, correct?
Well, I was born in Long Branch for the first 3 years. I lived in Keensburg on the bottom of New York Bay. I went to school in Maplewood. When I graduated from high school, my dad moved to Madison. When we came back from the China, we moved to Bedminster. Because it's New Jersey. I mean, it's New Jersey or nowhere.
That's it. We appreciate that more than we could tell you. So, Gordon, tell us about your main takeaway from this, the TikTok CEO, who, by the way, was such a I thought he just was he had such a great appearance. He was so good on his feet and so pleasant. But boy, they took him to task in Congress yesterday. Your overview on this TikTok situation, sir?
Yeah. Well, CEO Xu Jiaqi, he did testify well. But the point is, he confirmed in everybody's mind that TikTok USA is controlled by the Communist Party. When you listen to his answers, he wouldn't talk about the Uyghurs or the Kazakhs. Right. You know, that really shows that he is unwilling to face the truth of the reality in China. He made it very clear that China controls TikTok. And so it confirmed in the minds of the legislators that something had to be done, because clearly Communist Party is using TikTok against the United States.
So, you know, and I keep telling you, my son Michael, you know, he is picked up by TikTok. You know, he's pretty much primarily on YouTube and Instagram. But they could, so if you go on TikTok or so, you get attached to TikTok, they are gathering all our information and gleaning it from that app, Gordon Chang.
Right. They got everything. So, for instance, just to give you an example of how bad this can be. A Forbes journalist was investigating TikTok, and TikTok was using the location data that they gained through the app to find out who that journalist was talking to. So they surveil Americans. They know everything on your phone. And the reason they do this is because they end up knowing your preferences. They know what you like. They know what you don't like. That means they can send propaganda tailored to you. They're very good at this. They use TikTok to foment violence on American streets. They did that in 2020. They glorify drug use, critical race theory they push. There was Russian disinformation about the Ukraine war last year that was sent out through TikTok. So this is a national security threat, no matter what way you look at it.
So we should be careful, Gordon Chang, as we talk on the radio, if our kids are on TikTok, that the Communist Party. And, you know, I go back, I think about Eric Swalwell and then putting a spy, that Fang Fang deal with Swalwell, who was just like a city councilman or a freeholder or something. And China had the wherewithal to know, well, maybe this guy's going places. Let's put a spy on him. I mean, they're watching us all the time. So as parents, we should be concerned if our kids are indeed on TikTok.
Yes, definitely. And we've got to either ban TikTok or force a sale to a U.S. party who controls the algorithm.
Now, got it. Yeah.
China right now, they threw a fit. They are opposed to a forced sale of TikTok. And remember, in the last months of the Trump administration, President Trump tried to force a sale of TikTok. But the deal floundered because not over price, but who controlled that algorithm. And that shows you what China's really up to here. They want to be able to influence the American public, and especially the young. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but we need to get China out of those apps. And it's not just TikTok. It's other ones as well. So it's unfortunate, but that's where we are. We need to get rid of it.
And just lock it up. And you think that Congress will? I mean, if the Republicans, if it goes through the House, do you think the Senate and the President will sign that bill? It seems like Biden is scared silly of President Xi, if I may say that, Gordon Chang. And do you think it's got to go through his office, and that will ever happen?
Yeah, it's from the House. It goes to the Senate. From the Senate, if they pass it. Biden really does look like he's intimidated by Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler. And, you know, we got that information last week from Hunter Biden's spokesperson. And that spokesperson said, well, you know, okay, Hunter Biden received a lot of money from a Chinese company, but it was, quote, good faith seed funds. Well, that admission was essentially an admission of corruption because nobody in their right mind would pay seed money to Hunter Biden in those circumstances. So Hunter Biden's legal team basically said, yeah, Hunter Biden's corrupt. And now we know that he's corrupt. The question is, who else was corrupt? It was Hallie, his sister-in-law, who he made his lover, by the way. That's pretty disgusting. It was James Biden, Joe Biden's brother. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was that account just called, quote-unquote, Biden. I wonder who that was.
Yeah, and then going to the UPenn and the Biden Research Center, and we're going to probably find out all about it. Gordon, moving on to President Xi with Vladimir Putin. We are so incensed. We are so confused. I mean, we're just falling in, because of the fear, I think, from the White House. This is me talking, Gordon Chang, my friend. And it just seems that now the power players, is Xi the way you've warned us from day one? He reaches out to Putin. And now China's coming up with some kind of peace in the Middle East. Where is America in all this? And isn't this marriage of convenience, quote unquote, between President Xi and President Putin is something we should be really terribly worried about?
Yeah, absolutely. And then we can tell from what Xi Jinping said on Wednesday when he was saying goodbye to Putin in Moscow. He said to Putin, we are witnessing changes that have not occurred over the past 100 years. And then he said to Putin, we are driving change. And that means who's not driving change? Well, that's the guy sitting in the Oval Office who's got far more power than Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin combined because he's not leading. And the question is, why is he not protecting the United States of America? Now, we can say maybe it's Hunter Biden. Maybe it's because Biden himself is living in a world three decades ago, and so he's not recognizing reality. But the point is the Chinese and the Russians have put us on notice that they are the ones who rule the world. And that means the United States and others are not protecting themselves.
And, Gordon, before we let you go, we always appreciate your valuable time. this early in the morning, energy-wise, and China and Russia. Explain that to us, because we got sanctions against Russia. We're going to stop Russia. We knew from day one all we had to be was energy dominant. We learned from our mutual friend, KT McFarland, and KT said, be energy dominant. Putin's not going to move. But, of course, we gave away the energy. And now we're groveling in South America and Venezuela and now in Iran, and we're groveling. So what is this energy situation between Xi and between Russia? Because now they seem to be scratching each other's back in that regard.
Yeah, during this meeting on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in Moscow, it appears that there were more deals on energy. We'll find out later on. But that means China's going to be able to buy and rely on Russia, and it's not going to rely on other sources of energy. So that makes China sort of sanction-proof. And that's the way that they want it. You know, China has been effectively financing the Ukraine war by these elevated commodity purchases. So that's the story there. The two of them are together. They've got a core of a new axis. This is a Cold War, even though Biden doesn't want to acknowledge it. And if you can't acknowledge it, Joe, you can't deal effectively with the problem.
And talking about Taiwan, before we let you go quickly, Gordon Chang, China going into Taiwan. We just saw a story in one publication where it said Taiwan's beaches are fortified. They are strengthened, probably by U.S. weapons. But still, do you think Xi will make that move to Taiwan, sir?
It looks more and more like it, Joe, because, Xi Jinping is acting like he can do whatever he wants. He's not deterred by the United States. He doesn't think Biden's a factor from all we can see, and especially comments that the Chinese military made a few hours ago about a U.S. warship in international water in the South China Sea. They said that we were in their water, which means they believe that they own the entire South China Sea, which means, you know, this is getting to the point where war will occur because nothing's stopping it.
Gordon Chang, thank you for your expertise always. Everything you warned us about, unfortunately, is coming to fruition. And keep us posted, if you would, Gordon. And we'll see you one of the exits in the great state of New Jersey. We'll see. And you know, we need a Gordon Chang rest stop, too. How about that? Episcopo rest stop and a Gordon Chang rest stop. I mean, too much to ask? We could share one. Well, I'll have to talk to Governor Murphy. We could share one, Gordon, correct? Come on.
Yeah. Well, you know, last night we took exit 9 going north off of the turnpike, you know.
I mean, it's all about New Jersey. Gordon, we love you. We appreciate it. Love to Lydia. And let's talk soon, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Gordon. 717. See, we could have a Gordon Chang, Joe Piscopo rest stop. We'll send Italian food and Chinese food at the rest stop. Come on, is this good? This is good. Everything that we talk about. Oh, I got to tell you too. So I come to Newark, New Jersey, mm-hmm. and I remember, you know, the riots, of course, you know, where we would, you know, we had moved up. We did the Belleville, Bloomfield, the Frankie Valley, Joey Pesci, Frankie Vincent Carter, I call it, you know, Philip Roth Carter, all the great folks coming out of Newark. Paul Simon, born here, actually. Everybody. So Shaquille O'Neal, of course. Mm-hmm. So we, you know, I remember we were in the suburbs at the time up in Essex County, up in West Essex County. And, man, the riots happened. Oh, my gosh. So it took years, but we finally all stepped up and gave it with a big shout-out to Prudential, who really still is so vital in this town. And they stayed. They did not leave. And it's great. So now, and I say to you, listening, when you come into Newark, it's like it's got jazz. It's got great restaurants. It's got the Broadway House for Continuing Care. It's really, really the top of its game, doing great. So I stay at a hotel. I'm going to stay at a hotel in Newark. And it's a very fancy hotel, right. You know, and I go in and I park. I put the car. The guy goes, put it right over there. Of course, yes, I tipped the guy out, took care of the guy, handled it. He said, God bless you, brother. I said, God bless you right back, man. So we went in, go to the hotel, go in. Great. Hey, Mr. Piscopo, great to see you again. Dang, fancy schmancy. I go and I get something because I needed some carbs. So I said, do you got any white rice? I just need white. It's a very nice restaurant. I wish I could remember the name of the restaurant. But it's a great restaurant. And the guy looks at me, what do you want? I go, just white rice. And so I tip that guy heavy. He makes great rice for me. It's the little things, you know.
Yes.
And so I got all carbed up. Now I go to the room. I can't turn off the heat.
Oh, now, it's tough to sleep.
Al knows I like it very hot all the time, but not when I'm sleeping.
Lizard
I like
it
cold. Yeah. And now lizard like, but unless I'm sleeping, I like to be cold.
You like it hot, cold. Except for when you don't.
No, when I'm sleeping. So right. I couldn't turn people. It off. So they we're sending somebody up. We're sending somebody up. So somebody came up.
We have him wait outside the door.
She couldn't figure it out.
Really?
Yeah. So and I tipped her anyway. But now I had to sleep in like 100-degree temperature.
Oh, oh no, that's so harsh. I hate that too.
Did Joey call you? See what it feels like? Yeah. All right.
Oh, it's so funny.
No, so it was like God was going, "Oh, you like it hot?"
Okay. There you go, Joe.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't breathe.
Why
can't you turn off the heat, or why can't we regulate it room to room?
Normally you can.
Yeah.
Normally.
Well, they were very nice, and it was I just sucked it up for
the night. And Nork did say, "You got a problem with that?"
He tipped me $200. I just touched the controls once. It was unbelievable.
Let's go back up. I think you've got another problem, Mr. Biscobo. Let me fix it for you here. Hey, anyway, we're here. It's great, and I've survived the night. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning, Donna Marie Lynch is going to join us. She's a chief operating officer right here at the Broadway House. I'm right next door to where my father went to school at the Roberto Clemente School. How about that? How cool is that?
That is.
Debbie is a Jersey girl through and through. Yes. She's got the traffic for you on AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning, Joe. As you head out to Broadway House, I'm looking at the traffic patterns here in Newark, and Broadway is really busy as you get right out toward 2nd Avenue, getting out toward Broadway House, so definitely watch for that volume. Let's see what's happening as we head to the Cross Bronx. We're seeing delays on the Cross Bronx West, heading out toward 3rd Avenue. It's going to be busy right now at the inbound George Washington Bridge, 20 minutes into town. Lincoln only 10, Holland about 25 minutes in. Watch for delays on the Gowanus East at Atlantic Avenue. That's on the BQE East at Atlantic Avenue with an accident just cleared out of the way. And we're seeing delays this morning on the LIE East at the Clearview with an accident being cleared. Getting reports in Jersey of an overturned car on 78 East, exit 17, getting out through Hunterdon County and the Garden State Parkway South at 153. It's another accident being cleared. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Sponsored by Steel. There are over 10,000 reasons why Steel is not sold at Lowe's or Home Depot. Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local Steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com.
This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me for an extraordinary travel opportunity that will be the highlight of your year, maybe a highlight of your life. Mike Gallagher and I are headed back to Israel this October for the Stand With Israel tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, as we uncover important geopolitical sites and show you Israel's significance on the world stage. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to register or call 855-565-5519.
Mike Gallagher doesn't want to see the fighting.
It reflects a sense of dread that we all have over these two spectacular political figures going at each other. I'm going to get it out there, and I wish DeSantis would say, you know what, I'm a young guy, I got a state to run, I want to run in 2028 if I'm going to run at all.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
We'll find out today how business is going for companies that make durable goods, expensive manufactured things, everything from airplanes to refrigerators. Economists believe durable goods orders declined in February. Also, S&P Global reports on how manufacturing and service sector businesses are holding up this month. Nancy Lazar, chief global economist at Piper Sandler, sees a slowdown coming.
We think by the fourth quarter, we will start to see unemployment more clearly go up and GDP go negative. There is a little bit of a catch here, though, with what we've seen in the banking area and banks already prior to the past 2 weeks tightening lending standards. There is a chance that we could see that recession being pulled forward.
St. Louis Fed President James Bullard speaks today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, we're talking about Relief Factor, Albert. That's what you got in front of me, buddy,
yes.
Huh? All right, and Donna Marie is standing by. And but let me tell you, if I may, we were talking about with Donna Marie about working out. She goes, oh, my friend told me you used to work out. I go, yes, back in the day. Not so much now. Now I'm maintaining, you know, if I'm lucky. But I tell you, I don't think I could do it at all without Relief Factor. It's 100% drug-free. So this is what I was talking about. You go in, Relief Factor has like resveratrol in it. That's an antioxidant, but stops inflammation. And then it's got icarian and fish oil, but you don't taste any of the fish oil. 100% drug-free. It's a Relief Factor. And for $19.95, for less than $20, you can see if you can get out of pain. And I'm able to work out, able to do everything that I'm doing. Yesterday, such an active day, only because I'm taking Relief Factor. And I love the folks, my friends at Relief Factor, the doctor who came up with the concept. A very, very humble guy, doesn't want me to talk about, I don't want to talk about myself, Joe. But I said, Doc, you came up with this great product, Relief Factor. He goes, no, I just want to make people feel good about themselves and be out of pain. And we think you can get out of pain with that 3-week quick start. You could try it for $19.95. 800, the number 4, the word relief, give a call or start here, please. ReliefFactor.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, live from Newark, New Jersey, baby. I love saying that. I'm going to say it a million times today. 7:27 in the morning, Donna Marie Lynch is Chief Operating Officer at Broadway House for Continuing Care, where they're absolutely doing God's work. Donna, welcome. Great to have you with us. How are you this morning?
I am well. Thank you for having me.
So who said your friend was saying, oh, Joey?
Because I told him I was going to be on AM 970 with you, and he was like, oh, I remember when he used to do bodybuilding, and it's interesting what people remember about you, if it's Saturday Night Live, I was like, I had no idea.
Oh, please. Yeah. And then I said, because all the great work you do here, and I don't know, I remember I had thyroid cancer, as it was, in 81. So the doctor said to me, and by the grace of God, everything, you know, they gave me a cure rate 10 years later and all that. But at that time, you get scared. I was a young guy going like, what? And they said, you got to work out. You got to get yourself in shape. You're eating, not eating right. All the doctors told me that. So I started working out. But then when they said to me, like I said to you off mic, they said, hey, you want to be on the cover of Muscle and Fitness magazine?
You.
What guy's going to say no?
Yeah.
Donna Marie, come
Thank
on.
You.
You know?
Yep.
I'm going like, yeah, you know, so I did the whole thing. But
we have to go Google it.
people will show me that cover. I'll never live that down. Donna Marie, tell us all the great things happening here. And I'm so cognizant of, and had the chance with your CEO, Mr. Gonzalez, to go see some of the folks that come here. I'm so proud to be here. And how do we get the word out? Because this is where my family comes from. My father went to school right next door. And I always say, and I was always taught and enlightened, to give back to where you're from. And that's the way you keep, if you go back, everybody went back to where they are from and build up that area, then we would be better off for it. That's the story of the Broadway House. How did you get involved? How did you see the mission? You're a young gal. How did you get involved with this? Because really, you're doing God's work.
Thank you. And yes, we absolutely are here at Broadway House. You know, someone best described it as a gem in Newark. A lot of people,
yes,
a lot of people aren't aware of what we're doing here. And when I became involved, I was introduced to Broadway House through another party, and I came here as a director of human resources. And it was critical for me to identify the individuals who understood exactly what the mission was and understood the population that we serve, and to be able to bring those individuals here. Because the only way that you're going to really thrive in this facility is if you're here to serve. And that's just the bottom line. So if you want to serve, this is a place for you. And that's how I pretty much became involved. It's been 3 years. It's been a beautiful experience. I'm proud to be a part of the work that's happening here. I wish more people would get involved with Broadway House.
Well, I think we will. And that is our mission, Donna Marie Lynch, Chief Operating Officer here at Broadway House. Because I always say, there but for the grace of God go all of us. So I meet Christine, I meet some of the great folks that you take in, HIV,
correct,
drug addiction, homelessness. You know what's great? It's a safety net for society.
That's right. That's right. And when you think about the disparities that happen in communities,
yeah,
and to know that we are actually a part of that solution, when we talk about inequity in healthcare, when we talk about a community that is doesn't necessarily have access to care.
That's right.
That's the population that we're serving here. And, you know, we are a part of that solution.
That's right. And you know what? That people think, oh, the government will step up. They don't. They don't. They could help out a little bit, but it's you right in the neighborhood.
Correct.
And it's what it's everything that I talk about. The mantra of our radio show, where I was enlightened. I was enlightened by mentors. I mentioned it earlier. And they would say, I said, hey, I want to give back. And they go, you want to give back? So they took me here to Newark.
Nice.
And we started working with the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Yes.
And then I was working out at the time. So we put a gym at the Broadway unit in the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
I don't believe it's there anymore, but we put a Jersey Joe's gym in there to take the kids off the street.
Perfect.
A lot of carjackings at that time. We took the kids off the streets into the gym with their parents.
Yes.
And it really worked.
Yes.
It really, really worked. What enlightened you, Donna Marie, what enlightened you to come here?
Well, I think I've always wanted to be aligned with an organization that's mission-driven towards serving, and that's pretty much it. You know, I grew up in the church. I knew that from very early on the importance of being a servant. And one of the things that we've been working at here at Broadway House, as you talk about going into the gym and taking kids off the street,
yep,
we've been partnering with community, like, for example, the Covenant House.
Yeah.
And looking at young individuals there and saying to them, why don't you come over? We will help you to become a CNA, and we will pay for you to, you know, go to Essex County. So those are some of the initiatives that we're actually working on here at the Broadway House. There's a new model that's in place right now that's been duplicated. And it really, we've had tremendous amount of success around it. And I just want to see it really kick off in terms of like getting those young kids into healthcare.
Yeah, amen. That's exactly the way you could do it. You go to BroadwayHouse.org, BroadwayHouse.org. And I know the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey, my friends, are doing such a great job in that regard. And you know, and I mean, I'm older. I'm being kind. I'm old. I mean, I think about my parents being brought up in this town. It's the wildest thing. That comes back. Is that wild?
Yeah.
Right up the street, like blocks away. My dad was brought up Mount Prospect Avenue, right there. And then Mom in the Ironbound. And I told Mom last night, God bless her, I said, I'm going to Newark, Mom. Where you start? She was one of 10 children.
Yeah.
You know, and so what you're doing here is really, truly
Thank
God's
you.
Work. From Jamaica originally?
I am Jamaican.
Yeah.
I am Jamaican. And I'm actually from New York.
Yeah.
But ended up in Newark. After getting married, and this is home now, and
we're proud to have
this
you
is
here.
Home. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Donna
you,
Marie.
Thank
Donna
you.
Marie Lynch, Chief Operating Officer at the Great Broadway House, BroadwayHouse.org. God bless you and Godspeed with all
thank
the great
you
work
so
you're doing.
Thank you so much. Good luck.
I'll see you at the gala, the 27th.
Oh, Oh, yes. A lot of fun.
We're going to have some fun. Hey, BroadwayHouse.org, if you would. BroadwayHouse.org. Hey, Al's in the newsroom back in New York right here at 734 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
48 degrees and 734. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. New York City is connecting more public housing residents to free Wi-Fi and basic cable. Mayor Adams says Big Apple Connect has expanded in NYCHA by more than 50%, reaching 300,000 residents in 200 complexes. Lawmakers say it could save each resident roughly $2,100 on internet and television every year. Adams says internet isn't a luxury, but a necessity. The latest move builds on the city's goal to ensure that every New Yorker is connected to an increasingly digital society. Investigators are trying to figure out if a report of boys in a ravine could be connected to one of the brush fires that erupted yesterday on New Jersey's train tracks. Official sources say a report from Matawan indicated one of the boys in the ravine was seen lighting something on fire. That particular fire in Matawan ignited an old railroad trestle, which took hours to put out. Firefighters in Edison battled another brush fire just feet from railroad tracks, leading to major delays for Amtrak and New Jersey Transit commuters. Authorities say the fire in Edison was caused by a sparking freight train. In sports, Knicks have now dropped three straight after falling to the Magic 111-106. Nets a five-game losing streak, this time to the Cavaliers 116-114, while the Rangers split their home-and-home with the Hurricanes after topping Carolina in Raleigh by the final of 2-1. And this sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Let's see what's happening as you head over to 18 northbound, getting up toward Old Bridge Turnpike and east of Brunswick. They're doing some ongoing construction as you head out through that area. Now taking a ride over to the inbound George Washington Bridge, about 25 minutes into town. Lincoln 15, Holland still about 25. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic on the Cross Bronx West into Castle Hill Avenue. Traffic slowing down as you head over to the LIE eastbound. It's a clear view with a collision. And it's busy on the Deegan. The Deegan northbound getting up toward the Moshalua crash. In Jersey on 78 East, exit 17. Looks like an overturned vehicle out in Hunterdon County. And over on the Garden State Parkway South at 153, it's an accident as you head down through Clifton. So watch for delays there as well. Partly cloudy today, a high of 54. Rain tomorrow with a high of 47. Sunshine on Sunday with a high of about 60 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Hey, let me tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn, which is at Avenue R. Nostrand. And talk about a restaurant that is got the Italian authenticity. You want to go to Michael's of Brooklyn, but you got to call because everybody is going. It's 718-998-7851. These are my friends, Fred and Johnny, Mary Ann, Michael himself, and they call me. They randomly call me. Is that Italian? They call me up. They go, Joe, how you doing? And I go, how you doing? I go like that. And Fred is there waiting if you want to give a call. That's 718-998-7851. It's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. You can join the Sauce of the Month Club. You can get the sauce at supermarkets all around the country. But in the meantime, everybody says, Joe, I got to go out to Michael's of Brooklyn. I said, well, it's 718-998-7851 because everybody's going. You got to call. You got to ask for Fred, ask for Johnny, ask for Michael, and you'll have the best time out there at Avenue R in Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. 718-998-7851. It's Friday, the weekend. You're going to want to go. You got to call. And Michael's of Brooklyn, you know what? They've been serving that community since 1964.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Hey, I'm going to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. Beth and Mike are my dear friends, okay? And I'm very, very honored to be friends with Beth and Mike Connors. They are so community-minded. Beth is a Southern Belle, a beautiful gal. Michael, their son, this is a great family. So when you talk to somebody about estate, will, trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, who you're going to leave your money for to another charity, you want a philanthropic plan, are you eligible for Medicaid? These are sensitive issues that you just don't want to talk to anybody about. You want to feel comfortable. I would suggest that you get that free in-person initial consultation with an attorney at Connors and Sullivan. And I talked to Mike. You talked to the lawyers. They are great, and they get it. You know what I'm saying? So when you go in there and you're upset, they understand it. This is what they've been doing for 40 years. They know what they were talking about. They want to protect your legacy for you and your children. So let me, if I may, give you the number for Michaels of Brooklyn. Of Connors and Sullivan. Where that last time I saw Beth and Mike were at Michaels of Brooklyn. This is Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. They got offices in Manhattan, in Brooklyn. That's where we get together. That's our hang in Brooklyn, by the way. Queens and Staten Island. Don't forget, Staten Island, Queens, Manhattan, 718-238-6500. Call Connors and Sullivan for a free in-person initial consultation, right? 718-238-6500. Or you can start here, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Secular Live, coming up this afternoon at 4 and AM 970. The Answer.
Today's Newark trivia question is sponsored by Broadway House for Continuing Care, nationally recognized long-term care for those with HIV, AIDS, and other acute conditions. Learn more at BroadwayHouse.org.
So it's time again for the Joe Piscopo Show, celebrating the city of Newark, New Jersey. For the next 2 weeks, we will be reading a daily trivia question about Newark, New Jersey. If you're the first caller at 877-970-2999 to correctly answer the trivia question, you'll receive a $50 gift card from Calandra's Bakery, family-owned and operated since 1962, originating right here in Newark, New Jersey. By the way, we're going to talk to Kristen Calandra in 2 seconds. And I'm so excited to tell you, May 20th, I will be at Calandra's Italian Village in Caldwell, New Jersey. It's Il Vecchio Cafe. You could enjoy Chef Francesco's lavish buffet. And so we have been trying to put this together for the longest time. We got it locked. It's May 20th. I keep telling you, locally, you know, so you can go right there across from St. Al's. I'll be right there. All my friends, I heard Vinny Lapone's going. So now I'm all right. My buddy Vinny's going, you know. My cousin Vinny, this is my buddy Vinny from school. So now here's a trivia question, if I may. Newark, established in 1666, is the nation's third oldest city. Which two cities are older? I don't know these questions. I'm embarrassed. I don't know these questions. I should know. So which two cities are older than Newark? 877-970-2999. Correctly answer that question, you'll receive a $50 gift card from Calandra's Bakery, family owned and operated since 1962, originating in the city of Newark, New Jersey. And good luck to you. Kristen, welcome back. Great to see you, kid.
Good morning. How are you?
Thanks.
Happy spring.
Happy spring. And what did you bring? Oh, my gosh. Look at this.
Yes. I brought some hot bread right out of the oven this morning at 6 a.m.
We got to have
some rings, twists, bastones. And then I brought a big box of pastries, Italian pastries. So the St. Joseph's. We had St. Joseph Day last week.
Just a young gal that lives the Italian heritage. I just love this girl.
Like,
am I right or wrong?
I can never go on a diet.
You know? No, you look great. Come
never.
On. So and let me say, if I may, at Calandra's, your grandfather, I guess, started, right? On Bloomfield Avenue.
Yes.
It's still there.
It is still there. So we've been there for over 60 years. God bless. So I'm third generation. He opened it in 1962, came to the States in 1958 on a ship from Sicily. And within 4 years, he literally had nothing in his pockets. He opened up the bakery. He met my Nona Ortenza, his wife.
Yeah.
And in 1962, he opened up our first location on 204 First Avenue, Newark.
Yeah.
He gave birth. His wife gave birth to my dad in 1962 also. So he says 1962 is a great year.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
You know what? We're going to Sicily with Steve Perillo. We're going. You should go. October, we're going.
I heard Frank was telling me. I might consider it.
You know, I know a guy. Steve Perillo. I know a guy. Frankie V.
Can we go to Palermo? That's where my grandfather's
We're going to Palermo. We're going. We got to go. You know what? I've never been, and all my relatives in Avellino, I'd say the gem of Italy is Sicily. And my son Joey, my oldest son, he was there like a month. He stayed in. He wouldn't come home. He said, "Dad, it's unbelievable."
I
over
hear
here.
It's the most You've beautiful place ever, and then the people are beautiful and sweet, and just it's just. Awesome.
It gives me such warmth in my heart when I see you carrying on the generation. You know,
yeah.
And when my kid, I'm taking my girls with me, my two of my daughters with me, and we're gonna go to and they we had we went to the family dinner in Avellino. It's just like it is in New Jersey, but they wrote the book in Italy.
Right.
They wrote that book. You go out, the family gets together, you all get together, you break bread together. You know, you're offended if you say the wrong thing for 3 years. You know, it's Italian.
Maybe I'll bring my 93-year-old grandfather. He's still alive. God bless him. He goes to the bakery every day. He has a routine.
No, you're kidding me.
Yeah,
you're
he there. Goes to all three bakeries. He tries to drive around.
I've seen him there.
Yeah.
We're talking to Kristen Calandra, doing a great job. She's the vice president of Calandra's Bakery. And Calandra's, by the way, I'm speaking to you out of Newark. This is legend. Calandra's is legend. And when I go to see my mom, and I stop at Fairfield, and I go, and the girls that work there are great, by the way.
Very
all you girls.
Sweet.
And I see your grandfather there sometime.
You know we're expanding that Fairfield location.
Yeah, I
we're
see
doing
that.
A second level.
Well, you got like a whole
Yeah,
thing.
So we're it's going to be a whole ordeal. The second level is going to be all glass, and that's where they're making the cakes. So you can see the cake decorators making the cakes. You could have like your wedding cake consultation up there and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Right. That's my cousin Paulie's hometown. It's so Jersey. It's there. And then I've been to Bloomfield Avenue, which is spectacular.
In Caldwell, where your show's going to be.
You know what? I got to tell you something. But in Newark, when I was there last night, Frankie V and I went down. Remember I met some old buddy from Newark? And
yeah, you always run into somebody.
Joey P. Remember that guy? He goes, Joey P., oh, you look great. He's giving me all compliments. He goes, hey, Joe, you got 20 bucks I could borrow? Remember that? I said, I'm back in the neighborhood now. I knew it. Remember the guy? I gave him a little vig. So, but I tell you, Newark is great, but the Calandra's Village, where I'll be performing on May 20th, that is unbelievable. Everything you can get. Yeah, you can get the food. You can get the cheeses directly from Italy.
Yep.
All the sauce, of course. And then the pastries is a whole other thing. And then the restaurant.
Right. It's all under one building. So we opened up Calandra's Italian Village in 2008. So it was in the right when the recession started. So obviously we didn't plan for that. So it was a little iffy times. But we've obviously come out of that. It's basically a mini Italy, if you've ever been to Italy in New York City. So we call
That's
it Calandra's Italian
isn't it?
Village.
Yeah, right.
In the Flatiron District.
Yep,
we have in this Calandra's Italian Village, just one building, is the bakery, the restaurant, the deli, the gelateria, the wine and cheese shop. So it's great. You're going to be performing in the restaurant bar area. But when customers come, they can pick up pastries, bread, deli meats while they're
fabulous.
There.
Should I take a wireless mic and work the room in the restaurant in the
Walk
whole area?
Walk around the entire, go to the parking lot. You see St. Aloysius with the sun setting. It's literally beautiful because we're on a hill.
And a shout-out to St. Al's. I have to tell you, because you're so young, and we love you for that. But I was at St. Al's, too, and went back to the neighborhood. And the priest actually at the end of the mass goes, Joe Piscopo's here with us today. Like I was at a nightclub, you know. Oh. Everybody kind of applauded the church. It is such a great community. It's May 20th. And May 20th, we're going to be at Calandra's. People have been saying, you're going to go to Calandra's? You got to play local. We're doing April 27th here in Newark at the Broadway House. And then May 20th, right up Bloomfield Avenue at Calandra's Village. So I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, you really have a grasp of this and you have such a passion for this at Calandra's, at business-wise. Was there a time where you went, I just want to be on my own. I got to break away.
Only when I get into fights with my father. He had the lecture chair in high school and he points to the chair and I was like, I did something wrong. But to be honest, not really.
Lecture
By the way,
chair,
my parents got married at St. Aloysius.
Great.
So full circle there.
Great.
Not really. I was obviously given the option by my parents to do whatever I wanted. Go to school to, you know, learn anything and do anything. But I just grew up in the business and I learned to love it.
Yeah.
And I'm the oldest cousin. I'm the oldest of all the third generation kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just really wanted to, you know, set that example of, you know, hard work. I went to Fairleigh Dickinson in Morristown.
There you
they
go.
Did well in the basketball
They
tournament.
Did great. They did great. Fairleigh did great. Almost made it right in there, but they came
right.
So close. Fairleigh, great school.
Yeah. And I loved it there. And as much as I did want to go to college like more away from home just to get that space from my father. You know, he politely told me, he said, Kristen, if you choose to stay in the business, that's awesome. But all due respect, you can't just go to college for 4 years and party and come back and expect me to hand you the business. So I worked through, like, I didn't go on spring break on the weekends. I was hostessing, bartending. I didn't really do like the frat or sorority party. So I was home working every weekend, and I lived at home.
You know, you are the best of everything about the Italian-American heritage. You really are. And I have three daughters, and I love them dearly. And they keep on the legacy. When I go, we go to visit my grandma, their grandmother, my mother. I think about my great-grandfather coming to Madison, New Jersey, talking to Gordon Chang from he lived in Madison for a while. They grew roses there. And then when you look at the pictures, Kristen, you look at the pictures of our families that came over from Italy here, and they are, you could see that in their hands and their face from being out in the sun, working the fields.
How my grandfather's hands, you'll see him at the show.
Yeah.
Huge, rough, like you can, there are stories in those hands, like, oh my goodness.
And he's still, I've seen him there, but I didn't want to bother. I might have gone, did I go over, excuse me, hi, I'm Joe Piscopo, we advertise on your show. Nice, that's good, get out of my face. I got work to do, leave
me
alone. He
has bad hearing, just be really loud and talk in Italian, and he'll get you.
Joe Piscopo. Kristen Calandra. By the way, we have before us a feast of Calandra's Bakeries, and you could go buy online now. You can go to calandras.com. Is that right?
Yeah, calandras.com or calandrasbakery.com, and you could find out all the information on where we have three retail stores, but we also supply supermarkets.
Yeah, and you worked with a lot of friends, Federico Castelluccio, my dear friend.
Yes, he did some events with us through The Sopranos. He's awesome. I smoked cigars with him. I felt like the coolest person on the planet.
You actually smoked cigars with Federico.
Oh, I was like all over. I was taking videos. I was on Instagram. I was like, this is the coolest day of my life.
Yeah. What was his name? But this is about Furio, right?
Yeah.
Was it Furio? Yeah, he was great like that.
Great guy.
Kristen, you really are. You make us so proud. I'll see you on May 20th. Give our regards to everybody. And then we appreciate it, all that you're doing, because you're not just the Italian-American story. You are the story of this great state of New Jersey, of New York, the foundation of the United States of America. Our folks like yourself who believe in what our grandparents did to come to this great country, and our great grandparents. So God bless you, you know.
Thank you, Joe.
Nah, we love you. We love you. Can we scoff this food down now? Come on.
Yeah, manja.
Manja.
Some pinolis.
And love to the family. We'll see.
Thank you.
We'll see you.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, Kristen. You too. 751. Debbie's right next to me. Debbie, we got some collages in front of us.
Oh my goodness. It's staring at us. Look at these goodies. Oh my gosh. I can't wait. Can't wait. Thank you so much, Kristen. Thank you. And let's see what's happening, Joe. If you're heading out to Broadway House, as they take a look at the map, it looks like you are slowing down on Broadway, getting out to our Broadway House right out toward 2nd Avenue here in Newark. Let's see what else is happening as we travel over to the Harlem River Drive southbound. Pretty busy down through the 120s. Inbound George, Lincoln, and the Holland, about 25 to 30 in across the board. And watch for construction as well as you head to 18 North, getting through Old Bridge Turnpike into East Brunswick. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala, and it's that time of year again where we show appreciation to the ones who matter most. Why not make this Mother's Day a brunch to remember and your Father's Day barbecue the talk of the family? DR Catering can make your family gathering one of a kind. Want small and intimate? Let DR show you how to do it best. Had something more extravagant in mind? DR Catering can provide event decorations, entertainment options, and equipment rentals. From your menu to your decor, DR Catering takes your concept and makes makes it reality. Known for their fresh ingredients, DR Catering takes pride in not using processed or packaged foods. You will get the homemade meal every single time. So call 201-673-7380 to inquire or email drizzo@drcatering.com. Again, that's 201-673-7380 or email drizzo@drcatering.com. 201-673-7380, drizzo@drcatering.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Well, I've got all this great food in front of me. You know, we have Eric the chef, and then Kristen from Calandra's bought the best. Oh, my goodness gracious. But, you know, when I eat, I like to have the fruits and the vegetables, which they have here, which is great. So if I ate, they put out a beautiful plate of fruits and vegetables, pineapple and strawberries and blueberries, all what I like to refer to as antioxidants. That's how pathetic I am. When you talk about fruits, I don't look at it like fruits. I go, oh, look at the antioxidants on that plate. And I like to eat it. I could eat the whole plate. It's not enough as much as if you take Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature. When I tell you Daily Dose has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, and please, if you just hone in on this when I tell you this, is Dr. Howard came up with the concept. Douglas Howard came up with the concept of inventing. He gets the best fruits and vegetables, 100% whole food plants, and he isolates the nutrients in the fruits and vegetables in a magnificent way, in a freeze-dried way. You see it in the commercials, right, on TV? I'm telling you, get all those great nutrients in your body. So if you order now, you get 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Let me give you the number, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Keep yourself healthy. We've been talking about it. We're talking with Donna Marie. I'm talking about staying healthy. We're doing the shows. I don't want to stop. I'm going to keep going. That's why I will always take Balance of Nature. I live by it. And we suggest you go to balanceofnature.com. The discount code is ANSWER, or you can call 800-246-8751. Discount code ANSWER. Hey, Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. Jeff, how we doing this morning, my friend, weather-wise? How are you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you, Joe?
We're doing great. We're out in Newark, New Jersey. We're at a beautiful Broadway house for continuing care. One of these days, you got to go on a remote with us, our young friend. But in the meantime, not so bad. Is it rain today? Did you say? I always forget. The rain today?
There's a little bit of rain today. Just a couple of light showers. Really not anticipating a whole lot for that.
Right.
But then it's just going to be variably cloudy the rest of the day. Highs reaching 55. Low tonight, 42. And we could see some more rain arriving from the southwest towards daybreak on Saturday morning. And then it's going to continue throughout the day Saturday at a high temp of 47. Sunday to finish the weekend, sunny to partly cloudy, and it's windy as well. The high up to 61.
Well done, Jeffrey, as always. 7:57 coming up upon 8 o'clock. So when I heard we're coming to the Broadway House for continuing care, this used to be known as Essex Catholic. It was a school that I could never get into in a million years. It was a great Catholic school back in the day. And one of my best friends, the brilliant legal attorney, Anthony Pope, went to Essex Catholic. So I called Joey Sebelia late yesterday. I said, did you ask Anthony to come to the Broadway House? He went to school there. He is live right at the 8 o'clock hour. Anthony Pope, because we'll talk about the old times at Essex Catholic, but we'll also get into, is Trump going to be indicted? What is going on with all the legalities that are just being political takedowns? Anthony Pope has a great view on that that you don't want to miss. All right. And also with us, we got Josh Kroshauer directly. He had a great chat with Brett Baer on Fox News last night, coming on live with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Mr. James Gonzalez, president and CEO of Broadway House. You do not want to miss the God's work that they're doing here at Broadway House. Greg Jarrett, we're going to get another legal perspective from Mr. Jarrett. Brianne Oliveri Murray and Dr. Rudy Manera, my buddy. Oh, we got a show for you this morning. Don't go away.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.